This past week, we had three different town hall meetings. Stick around to figure out what the 15th district's telling me.
All right, Representative, I know you had a number of town halls this past week, but before we start with that, you're from the 15th Legislative District, and embarrassingly, I gotta say, it's been a while since I've been out to your district. What does it encompass?
So the 15th Legislative District is the western part of Beaver County and the western part of Washington County. It almost touches Lawrence County, and it almost touches Greene County. In both instances, we're one township away. So it goes from South Beaver to Donegal, and it covers the entirety of the western side of Beaver County and Washington County on the border of West Virginia and Ohio.
So you have a diverse population there as your constituents. You had these town hall meetings throughout the week. What did they tell you?
Yeah, in these town halls, we do three every spring and three every fall. And in the fall, we do two in Beaver County, one in Washington. In the spring, we do two in Washington County, one in Beaver County. And our district is unique. It's very large geographically. So I like doing these town halls because there's pockets of population in small towns all over the district. And sometimes there's an issue occurring in, let's say, Avella that doesn't, you know, really matter as much in Beaver, or something that's occurring in industry that may not matter as much in Claysville. So in order for me to really understand it and know all these different districts, I go around the district and I listen to what people say. But this time, we had a lot of engagement, fantastic numbers as far as people coming, filled up a bunch of different rooms in Claysville and Hookstown, and also in Avella last night. And the issues were pretty consistent. Pretty consistent what I heard. People are concerned about the rising costs of electricity. There's a lot of concern, excitement about data centers, what that could be, the ups, the downs, the problems, the benefits. Had a lot of good conversations about that. And also generally taxes. People are frustrated that we nickel and dime our Pennsylvania constituents every chance we get coming out of Harrisburg, and it's become very frustrating for me as a representative, and clearly my constituents are feeling that squeeze as well. Look, everyone's looking for places right now to save dollars, to make sure that the ends meet. And we need to be doing the same thing in Harrisburg. And we need to be cognizant that these are our constituents' dollars. When we talk about budgets, when we talk about raising revenue, really, we're talking about my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are talking about taking money out of the pockets of my constituents so that Harrisburg can spend more of it. I don't think that's appropriate. I think we need to find ways to grow our economy, to grow the pie, to grow revenue through that, and then give more money back to our constituents. It's their money. They earned it. They should do what they think's best with it. So good conversations about all of these things. They had a healthy dialogue. Some of the meetings went two and a half hours long, and we answered all the questions. And we had a great back and forth on a number of different issues.
Did the budget hearings give you any confidence that the administration is going to be able to lower the energy costs for the residents of Pennsylvania?
No. And the concern I have is, look, they recognize the problem. They recognize we need more baseload energy. They recognize we need to use more of our own natural gas, our own coal, our own nuclear. They recognize that. In fact, the DEP secretary, the DCD secretary, the PUC chairman all said we need more baseload energy. Heck, the Democrat chair of the Energy Committee said we need more baseload energy. And then the proposals they put forward are going to continue to attack our baseload energy producers. So they're putting forward a carbon tax as part of the governor's lightning plan. They're trying to take solar and mandating 8% of the grid be fueled by solar to 35%. That is not going to be good for baseload producers. And why this matters, I keep saying baseload, right? What does that mean? Really, baseload means reliable and affordable energy. It's energy that we have right here in Pennsylvania, natural gas, coal, and nuclear. And that type of energy is when the grid demand rises, that is the only type of energy you can use to meet the demand. Otherwise, you're going to have blackouts and brownouts. So the energy proposal that the governor is putting forward is going to keep jacking up your prices. And at the same time, it's going to make our grid less reliable, which means we're going to experience these blackouts. So I talked a lot about those issues with my constituents. And out here in Western Pennsylvania, we get it. You know, we've been in the coal industry and the natural gas industry and even the oil industry not that long ago. And we understand the value of these energy sources. It's just a matter of trying to communicate that with the rest of the Commonwealth and getting this administration on board. More on that in a couple of weeks, hopefully. So, but yes, the top issue coming out of these town halls is energy prices and understanding why we're here, and these green energy policies that Democrats have been pushing in Pennsylvania for the last 10 years have put us in this position. The reason your energy prices are rising is because the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative and other green energy policies have shut down base load plants, base load producers. So coal fire plants have shut down and other base load producers have not come in. So that's why we're dealing with this. We need to solve it, and we have the ability to do so, and hopefully we can.
And this leads us into the second topic, most talked topic at these town hall meetings, and that was the data centers. Yeah. Are the data centers going to be able to bring in this extra revenue that we're hearing some local officials talking about, or are they going to drive up local prices at the energy level, at the traffic level, et cetera, et cetera?
So that's certainly been the concern with local constituents is really taking up local demand of resources, including electricity and water. And the data center conversation was very nuanced, and I'm not surprised. It's kind of the feel I've been hearing across the district for more than just this past week, but the past 6 months or so. Look, generally, people want to see growth. People want to see jobs. People want to see things happening and new things coming in and people getting excited about investing in Beaver and Washington counties, right? That is across the district. People are excited about that. Good thing. However, with these data centers, what I have noticed and what I'm communicating to the administration and to other people is there's different reactions depending on what the proposal is for the particular data center. Most importantly, where it ends up going. So the data center that's being proposed in Bruce Mansfield, which is in the northern part of my district, is on an old brownfield site. It's an old coal fire plant that was shut down a number of years ago. It's not producing electricity now. It hasn't been for a number of years. They're going to convert it to natural gas. They're going to bring in their own energy. It's not going to be coming from the grid. They're going to be exporting excess energy to the grid. So it'll be a net positive for the grid. Won't be taking any local resources. The water system is closed loop, so they have figured out a way to limit water intake as well. It's a win-win-win. We get the development, we get the jobs, we get the investment, and it's in a brownfield site, an industrial site, and it's bringing its own infrastructure. So we're excited about projects like that. Now, there's been talks, speculation, but talks about having a facility be built on a greenfield site, a farm, basically. Much different reaction. People are not happy about it. People are upset about it. It's a proposal that is going to have a lot more difficulty getting traction. And I get it. Look, we need to preserve our farms. We need to eat locally. That's important. You know, we got all these brownfields in Beaver, Washington County. Like, let's use them. Let's reinvest in those sites that used to be manufacturing sites, that used to be old warehouses. Like, let's reinvest in them. Let's use them. The infrastructure's there. And I think that needs to be the focus. And the president has been focused on that exact issue, brownfield sites and using your own electricity and bringing that to it. The governor has talked about it. And I think that we're on the right track when we're doing that.
The last issue was taxes. I mean, we know Pennsylvania is burdened with taxes, whether it's the death tax, the income tax, the gas tax.
I mean, it's tough out there. People are getting pinched with energy costs. Taxes aren't going away. Property taxes keep going up. We have the second highest gas tax in the country. And on top of all of that, when you die, you get taxed too. So you can't even escape taxes upon death. You gotta, you know, pay that tax when you go. Consortium, a gathering of taxes that when you look at it all together, we are one of the highest tax states in the country. I saw a report that put us at 41 out of 50, 50 being the worst, the highest taxes, number one being the least tax burden state. 41 out of 50 is not very good. We need to focus on that. There's a couple of different bills that I have proposed, whether it's a cut on the personal income tax last cycle we proposed. I'm a co-sponsor on the inheritance tax elimination bill and tax holidays to give people relief now, certain sales tax holidays that we're looking at to give people relief now while other costs are high. So. Look, this is our constituents' dollars. This is not Harrisburg's money. We need to be cognizant of that. The public fisc is a public trust, and we need to make sure that we are responsible, and every chance we get, we are giving more back to our constituents who earned the money in the first place and who deserve to spend it the way they want to spend it. So that's what we're working on with that. I resonate with my constituents on those issues, and we're trying to find more ways to lessen the burden for them.
All right, Representative, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for taking some time to update us live from the 15th District. To everyone at home, next week, the House returns to session, and Representative Kale will be in the building with an update. Thanks for watching.